Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real stories, real experts, and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just tech curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this. In this episode, we are talking to David Cannon, also known as the ITIL guy, who's been on this journey since version one of ITIL. He shares deep insights and practical advice that IT leaders can start applying right away. This is one conversation you do not want to miss.
This is kind of the last segment where I ask personal questions. Lightning speed,
Uh-oh.
so you don't have much time
Go
to think
ahead.
about it. Okay, so tea, coffee, water, juice, or
Tea.
Coca-Cola? Tea. Are you a tea person? Okay.
I am a
How
tea
do
person.
you relax after a busy day at work?
I will go for a walk.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, my kid is just walking in. Give me. Okay. What's your favorite book?
Oh, that just depends on oh my goodness. Depends on what day it is.
Okay, today, what's your favorite book today?
Oh, that's caught me off guard. If I have to choose a book, one of my favorite books is a book called Nathaniel's Nutmeg.
Hey, and what is it about?
It is about the spice wars
Ooh.
between England and the Netherlands.
Nice. So you're into a
And
little
it
bit of
was,
thriller? Is that like a thriller
well,
or?
no, yeah, well, a little bit of historical, novelized his history. I like a little bit of that. So
Okay.
that's pretty cool.
Maybe
Again, has it depends what you're talking about.
what's on the day?
Probably one of my favorite all-time movies was The Mission.
The Mission. Okay, I have not heard that.
With
Any
Robert De Niro
what?
and Jeremy Irons.
Okay, all right. What's the one word you would use to describe ITIL? One word, no more than one word, no sentence, nothing, just one word.
Profound.
Profound. Oh, I love that.
Pro
It is
profound.
absolutely profound. Yes. Okay. And what annoys you? Something like you just can't tolerate that. Like really, like oh.
The combination of ignorance and arrogance.
And arrogance. Okay. And any parting word with our listener,
Well, I have to explain that last one. It's when. And we see a lot of this in ITIL as well. People who think they know everything but really know very little,
Okay.
and are very outspoken about it, but actually are confusing everybody. And we see a lot of that. Instead of people sort of learning the facts and getting things straight before they talk, I think that's one of the things that irritates me the most. Sorry, the last thing.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you this question before I kind of
Oh,
skipped,
yes, go
but
ahead.
what makes ITIL special? Of course, right now there is USM and ESM and many other SM. What makes ITIL special for you?
The ITIL is special for me because it is based on research that has been done in hundreds, no, by now thousands of organizations around the world. And it distills that into a structured set of guidance. And that is the thing that I like most about it. It is a product of the community. Now, I know that the product has changed hands several times, but nonetheless, it still remains a product of the community. And I think if I compare it to many of the other frameworks, they are products of an individual organization or they are products of an individual person or a couple of people. And the one thing I always encourage people to do is, ask who's behind this?
Okay.
Is it a single person trying to make a name for themselves? Is it, or is there a community behind this? Is there a group of people that is participating and contributing to it?
Yeah, no, I love
And
that. I love that. I
yeah.
absolutely love that. And I'm going to remember that because, you know, being in this space, sometimes you'd start questioning, right? Because you read stuff and like, oh, is it dying? Is it? No, but I think you're right. I think you have to remember the mission and how it started. And it's evolving. Both
Absolutely,
is
and it's
evolving.
evolving,
Yeah.
and I think, here in the States, for example, we have six advisory boards that all they do is go and find out, what needs to be done to enhance cycle, to improve it. And these are not employees; they're people who work for normal organizations who are saying, we did this and it worked, or we spoke to so and so and it worked for them. Maybe you should give them a call. And we continue to learn and to grow. What is in ITIL? It's my favorite thing about it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good answer. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for giving us your
Yeah, thank you
time.
for
Thank
having
you
me.
for sharing
Absolutely.
information. It was such a fun interview, and I have learned so much, and I'm going to remember. It's profound and research-based.
It really is. Yeah.
It's
One of those things that when you think you've understood it is when you start to learn that you didn't understand it.
No,
And that there's a lot more to learn.
fair
Every
point, fair point.
day is learning with this, because there's just so many people involved. You're not just learning a bunch of things written in a book. Yes, there is that component to it. But everything that's in that book is being used by somebody in a particular way, or they found a better way to do it, or they found a different way to do it. And it just never stops.
That's
It's
true. That's
amazing.
true. That's true. It's kind of creative. Creative technology management, making sure we deliver the value. That leads me to one last question, okay? And that
Sure.
is, which is the least utilized practice in ITIL, in your experience? Because obviously you've been in that space from 1992. Which is the least utilized
The
practice?
least utilized is, in my opinion, the service portfolio
Service
practice.
portfolio. Okay.
It's the
Okay.
one which a lot of people say they have. What they actually have is a project portfolio
Okay.
or an application portfolio. But
Okay.
very, very few people can actually list every single one of the services they have and tell you exactly what the investment in that service was, and what the return on investment of that service is, and what the future of that service is going to be.
No, good
So,
point. Yeah, good point. Thank you. Well, thank you once again. We'll reach out if any questions.
sure.
This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.